There are a lot of areas you can move around in nursing. So when you're a nurse, you're in a general field of study. So you can do adult care, you can do pediatrics, or you could do labor and delivery, or you could do mental health. So I think that it really just depends on what interests you the most, and then you should definitely go for that position. Also, I think HBU prepares you with a really good foundation overall of what you can expect in the clinical sites. And I think in the clinical rotations, the nurses that we are precepted by also know that HBU nursing students have a very good foundation of our academics.
Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
Episode 102 of Think About It features Cheyenne DuPont. She's a student in the HBU nursing program and is president of the Nursing Student Association. Nursing School's Almanac recently released its 2018 rankings of top U.S. nursing schools. Among more than 3,000 institutions, Houston Baptist University is among the top 15%. In fact, HBU is number 31 in all of Texas and number 43 in the Southwest region. Boy, HBU is special.
It is.
And welcome, Cheyenne.
Thank you for having me.
And tell me about how and why you came to the nursing program, and you're president of the Nursing Student Association.
Yes, sir.
That must mean something.
Yes. I came to HBU because I felt like I needed to attend a university that was going to strengthen my religion. But it's funny how I ended up at HBU. Whenever I was in high school, I was in a class called AVID. And AVID is like a college preparation class. So we do college visits. So one of the first visits I ever went on was to HBU. And I really liked the campus, but somehow that was my freshman year. But then somehow my senior year in high school, I was so set on attending a different school, a different university. And spring after I graduated, I had personal things happen. In the spring after I graduated high school, I enrolled at HBU and I was accepted. And then I attended HBU that spring, and I took a couple of the liberal courses, like Great Works, I had to take college algebra, and I would attend convocation every Wednesday. And it just really made me feel like I made the right choice. Even though I pushed going to the other university, God still called me back to HBU. And then after I took those courses, I was accepted to the nursing program, actually on the way to class.
Really?
So I was so prideful that I was going to be stepping on HBU that day with my acceptance to nursing school. And it just gave me like a whole new like perception on life, because I was feeling really down where I didn't get into the school I wanted to go to, but HBU accepted me as I was. And so I just thought of HBU as the world from then, like not only because I got accepted, but because convocation is like a really big part of who we are as Huskies.
Now, just to help everybody listening, convocation is what?
Convocation is kind of our church service on Wednesdays. It's I feel like it's more student-led, like the students sing to us our worship songs. We have speakers that are relevant to teenage/early adulthood life. They direct their messages to what they think we may be facing.
That's really good. Now, how did you become president of the Nursing Student Association?
So each semester we have elections, and I ran. And I was very nervous because I used to not, well, I'm still not very confident speaking in public, but I've definitely improved since becoming Nursing School Association president, because when my friends make fun of me, because whenever I was on stage, they said my cheeks got so red and then I didn't even look up from my note card. And then we actually had our first meeting yesterday of the semester, and I talked like a champ, didn't even use a note card. They said that they could really see my improvement. So yeah. Taking a leadership role on campus has really helped me evolve into a more mature young woman and be a leader on campus.
That's great. Now, we just heard these amazing statistics about HBU's nursing program in the top 15%. That's a big deal among 3,000 schools. Why is HBU's nursing program so special? I know the hospitals love to get our graduates.
They definitely do. Being an HBU nursing student really makes a difference, not only in your hiring process, but in your clinical rotations.
I want to really get into that. So to explain that in detail.
We have quite a few professors that really push professionalism on us from the second we get in and are accepted. And that's something I've tried to stress to the newest cohorts as well, because looking back when I was in my first semester, I was like, oh my gosh, this is a lot on top of academics. But now that I'm looking back, it really does shape us into the professional nurses we're going to become, because as a fourth semester student going back, I have to ask the same professors that I was very scared of my freshman year for letters of recommendation, and they're like so proud of how much we all have grown. They talk about like how they can see we're gonna be great nurses. They just express not gratitude, but like they're very proud of seeing us go through the evolution of becoming a first semester to a fourth semester nursing student. And then it also pays off in the hospitals because they know what high standard we're held to.
And what do you mean by that?
Just being on time, being professional, always dressing the part, you know, ironing your scrubs, making sure your hair's up. There's guidelines in nursing school that you have to follow.
You know, Houston, according to Lawrence Wright, is a medical capital of the United States. There's, I think he said, 59 institutions, hospitals, medical-related institutions. 100,000 jobs in Houston alone, just in the medical field. So, I would think that becoming a nurse, you just are virtually guaranteed a job, not just in Houston, but almost anywhere you go, right?
There are a lot of areas you can move around in nursing. So when you're a nurse, you're in a general field of study. So you can do adult care, you can do pediatrics, or you could do labor and delivery, or you could do mental health. So I think that it really just depends on what interests you the most, and then you should definitely go for that position. Also, I think HBU prepares you with a really good foundation overall of what you can expect in the clinical sites. And I think in the clinical rotations, the nurses that we are precepted by also know that HBU nursing students have a very good foundation of our academics.
And HBU has this fantastic reputation in these Houston medical hospitals and institutions that, you know, nobody gets a good reputation overnight, do they?
No, it's definitely been something stewing over like previous decades, I would say.
And you, the way you kind of came here, it was not, you know, you didn't think at first you were going to get here.
I definitely didn't.
And looking back now, are you glad things turned out the way they did?
I'm more than grateful. I don't see myself going to any other nursing school. Just hearing some of my friends say, like, not how their professors are, but how it's not based off of, like, their Christianity. I don't know. I just like that we pray before exams, we pray after exams, we pray for each other when we're down, or if we lose a friend during a semester, you know, we're always there. God has a plan for you. This is not something you need to dwell on. It's something we're going to recuperate and we're going to move on.
Yeah. And why is that important to you?
It's important to me because, you know, life happens and you can't always control your bigger plan. God's always in control, and sometimes you just have to let go and let him take control.
And so have you personally experienced challenges where you've seen the importance of faith?
Definitely. For example, I started off my third semester all ready, planned, planner ready, binder organized, ready to go. And then we got hit with a surprise math competency test. And it was a little disappointing to start off the semester that way, because we did well, but not as highly as we were expected. You know, there's just little exams that kind of get you down in the dumps, but then you just have to bring it back and realize that you just got to pray harder and study harder.
And so where are you from? What high school did you go to?
Alvin High School.
Alvin High School in Alvin, Texas.
In Alvin, Texas.
Yeah, okay, I got it. You know, when you talk about the faith experience as a young girl, why, tell me first when you came to faith in Christ.
So when I was a little girl, I attended Sunday school with my grandmother every Sunday. And I don't think I was ever baptized, because after my mother passed away, I lost a lot of my records and pictures I don't recall, and nobody really tells me. But I was actually just resaved this year, well, 2018. So that, I feel like HBU really influenced me to get closer to God.
Dr. Schumann and all the team over there, they're
phenomenal.
Yeah, they are, and she is. She faith means a lot to her, and being a professional, being qualified, and she's the mixture of everything.
She definitely projects that onto the nursing program, which many of us value.
She's quite a dynamic person too. She just exudes with leadership and with focus. How challenging has it been, just from, you know, getting through the program? Because how far are you from graduating?
108 days.
108 days?
Yeah, I have it written in my planner.
So we've got it down to the day, okay. we could go to, what are you gonna do? Have a graduation celebration once it's all over?
I think I'm gonna focus more on studying for my NCLEX.
So what's planned in the future?
I would like to be an ICU nurse.
ICU?
Yes, sir.
Now, tell me, that's pretty intense, intensive care.
Yes.
Why ICU?
I just feel like I could provide exceptional care for individuals who are vulnerable. And I've experienced family members in the ICU, so the nurses really make a difference, and I'm hoping to make a difference in a family's life, even if it's just one.
Well, that's very touching. I mean, ICU, and I've been in a number of ICUs with people that, it's very serious.
Mm-hmm.
Why, any particular reason you're drawn there?
Just because I feel like it's the environment I want to work in. It's a challenge, but it's also advancing in the medical field. Like, there's so many new devices that come out. I'm really interested in, like, how you can take someone who's on, not necessarily their last days, but they're not at their strongest, and bring them back to 100%.
A nurse makes a difference in a patient, don't they? And I think subliminally people can tell when they're in a hospital if a nurse cares or not.
Mm-hmm.
If they're in, you know, if they are empathetic, shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we know they have to be knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell that almost in any profession, but certainly in
nursing.
What are the ingredients that cause you to care like that?
I would just say not only my experiences in clinical rotation, but my personal life. Just as a person going through life and, you know, experiencing the ups and the downs, and just realizing that if I could make someone 100% all the time and just make them, even if it's just to provide them with a side conversation or, you know, just make them feel better about themselves, I really think that that's what it takes. You know, sometimes we get so caught up in the moment of this is our job, this is what we have to do. We don't realize that this is still like a human. We have to take care of them and we have to bring them back to 100%.
That's really good, really fantastic. You can learn so much more about HBU's nursing program, and it's a fabulous program at hbu.edu/nursing. So much more information there. Cheyenne, where do you think the future is going to be for you? Here in Houston?
Of course.
You're going to stay right here?
Yes.
And what do your parents think about this progress you've done?
They think it's phenomenal because they have seen me go from first semester to fourth semester and how I've grown, not only as a nursing student, but as a young woman.
Well, we appreciate you sharing your story, and we're just so excited about your future. and excited about Houston Baptist University. You can learn more and get involved and check it out by hbu.edu/nursing.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.